Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, bringing you this show from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. It's the end of summer here in Southwest Virginia. Now, these shows are replayed occasionally, so you may not be listening to it right after it's recorded. You might be listening to it a month or so later. But it will be played on Monday nights, and if I have a new show, it gets played Monday nights from 7 to 8. So Monday nights, 7 to 8, Wombats and Music, and also, under the current schedule, Saturdays at 1. We're on a summer schedule here. We're moving over to the fall schedule probably at the end of next week. So it may be a little different, but I expect to remain on in Monday nights, 7 to 8. Wombats and Music is my chance to bring you my favorite songs. These are songs I just love. I try not to play anything I don't absolutely love. Sometimes it's new to me, and I find out that maybe after I've heard it five or six times, it's not quite as high up the list as I thought it would be. But other times, it's a song I've played before or one I remember that I just think is fantastic. And that's my whole task, is to bring to you and share with you the songs that I like most from my entire life. And also, the Wombats, that's my license to put in anything I want. Spoken things, humor things, comedy, a little philosophy here and there, maybe an interview. Anything I like to put in, I call it a wombat. So tonight, I don't have any wombats planned, but sometimes wombats occur unexpectedly. The first song tonight is the Everly Brothers, and I played this a few weeks ago. This is the original recording. The version I played then was a concert recording, which was a very good, I liked it a lot, but this is the original, and I think it's even better. Both are, they're different. This is the original recording of the Everly Brothers singing Dream.
Dream, when I want you in my arms, when I want you, and all your charms whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. Night and I need you to hold me tight whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do.
That was the Everly Brothers singing Dream from 1958. And the next song is also from 1958. This is by the Platters. It's called Twilight Time. If you have a request, let me know. Jack Roper, who's a professor here at Emory, likes the Platters. And he asked me, play more Platters. I said, okay. So I went and looked at what the Platters have recorded and picked out one that I like a lot. And this is it, Twilight Time. The Platters had a varied group of people singing under that name, but the early on group stayed together for a while, and they also had other hits, The Great Pretender, My Prayer, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. This is Twilight Time by the Platters.
Heavenly shades of night are falling, It's twilight time. Out of the mist, your voice is calling. 'Tis twilight time. When purple-colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath a blue. Yeah. In the same and sweet old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath a blue. In the same and sweet old way, I fall in love again. Of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together at last at twilight time. Together
at last at twilight time.
Twilight Time by The Platters from 1958. The next song is going to be a little change. I was away for a week this summer, went to a singing camp, well, a music camp, Pinewoods Folk Music Week up in CDSS Camp, Pinewoods Camp in Plymouth, Massachusetts. I've gone probably 12, 15 times over the years, and it was a great week as usual. While I had a job, everyone there has a job during the summer, I was serving breakfast. Every morning I'd get there early and get set up, put an apron on, a little hat, stand behind the counter, and as the other campers came through, people I got to know, all my friends, I would serve them breakfast. Well, one morning I came in and they were playing music in the background, as they always did, and they had a group on singing or making music, and I thought, hey, that's great, what is that? You know, so I went back and asked the cook. The first thing he said was, you're not allowed back here, you stay up in the front area, this is the food area. I said, yes, sir, yes, sir. So I went up in the front, he's about 18, you know, so he sent me back up front. And I said, he said, what did you want? He yelled up at me, and I said, I want to know what music was on. He said, oh, that's a group called Nightingale. They have their CD in the bookstore in camp. So I went to the bookstore, and I bought Nightingale. I bought a CD of Nightingale, and I played it. And this is one of their songs, and I like it a lot. It's got a real peppy kind of feel to it. I want to dance. I want to lift my shoulders. It's a story, and the story is about a young man who's a brewer. He works at a brewery. And he's courting a woman for 7 years. And one day, he comes to visit her, and she's gone. Another guy came to town and said, will you go with me, lady? And she said, yes, I will. It's in a heavy accent. It's hard to understand these people. And so she left. He comes to pick her up, and her father says, she's not here. She's been gone since Sunday. And the brewer lad, you'd think he'd be heartbroken, but he kind of says, you know, yep, no worries. You know, it's okay. I'll handle it. I won't grieve over it. I'm going to go on and have a good life. And the last verse of the song, the girl is rue's the day she left the brewer lad. And then there's another tune at the end of that, just a fiddle tune. So anyway, it's a peppy song from the English tradition. It's called The Brewer Lad.
Yeah. In Perth there lived a brewer lad, and a brewer day he is trade. And he is called Peggy Roy, a young and a handsome maid. Oh, all diddle dum a diddly aido, with the all diddle dum a diddly aido. He courted her for 7 long years, all for to gain a favor. But there came a lad out of Edinburgh town, and swore that he would have her. All diddle dum a diddly aido, with the all diddle dum a diddly aido. It's will you gang along with me, and will you be my honey? It's will you gang along with me, and leave your brewer laddie. Falla diddle dum diddly aido, with a falla diddle dum a diddly dum do. Yes, I will gang along with you, and along with you, all right, oh. I'll gang with you to the ends of the earth, I'm spoke to the brewer laddie. Falla diddle dum a diddly dum do. Well, the brewer he came home, and he missed it for his honey. The father he made this reply, she's nobody since Monday. Fall a little dum a diddly aido, with a fall a little dum a diddly dum do. Well, be it so, and let her go, for it shall never grieve me. I'm a lad as free as you can see, and a small thing will believe me. Fall a little dum a diddly aido, with a fall a little dum a diddly dum do. Ramble up, she's rambled down, she's rambled through Kirkcaldy, and many's the time she's rude the day that she jilted a brewer laddie. Fal-la-diddly-yay-diddly-yay-do, with a fal-la-diddly-yay-diddly-yay-do.
That was The Brewer Lad by Nightingale. I have the words to the song here, and it's in a, I suppose it's an Irish dialect. Let me read you a couple of the verses. He courted her for 7 lang years, afore to gain her favor. But the camelad out o' Edinburgh toon, Edinburgh town, was swore that he would have her. It's will you gang along with me, and will you be my honey? It's will you gang along with me, and leave your brewer laddie. Oh, I will gang along with you, and along with you I'll ride-o. I'll gang with you to the end of the earth, though I'm spoke to the brewer laddo. The brewer laddie came home at e'en, a sparin for his honey. Her father, he made this reply, she's no been here since Monday. And here's the verse I like best. Oh, be it so, and let her go, for it shall never grieve me. I'm a lad that's free, as you can see, and smothing will relieve me. The last verse is, ye lovers all, where'er ye be, just let this be a warning, and never slight your own true love, for fear ye get a warren. I don't know what that is, but never slight your own true love is the message here. So that was The Brewer Laddie. And the next song is also by the Nightingale Group. This is a song I'd heard before, but it was on the recording, on the CD I got. I like this version a lot. This is a story of a man probably up in Vermont or somewhere. It gets really cold in the winter, and he has a horse pulling his cart, probably a sled or a cart, and they go across the pond, across the ice while it's frozen. Well, it's April, and he and the horse are headed down. The horse doesn't want to go out in the pond, but the guy, as he admits later, was an idiot and says, go ahead, horse. He pulls his whip out. They go out in the pond. The ice breaks. They fall through, and they call for help, and the neighbors come to help. And the neighbors are William Orford and William White. Well, I have a cousin, William White. He graduated from Emory in 2006. Big, strong fella. And William helped me this week. I bought a desk. They had a desk sale here at campus. And, a desk that goes in a dorm room. Fairly heavy thing. And I've got a bad shoulder. I didn't want to carry up the stairs. I asked William if he'd help me. He came over. He picked up the entire desk, drawers and all, and just carried it up the steps. he was a football player here. Anyway, the William White in the song, so that they're trying to pull this horse out of the pond. It fell in the pond. It's up to its neck. And they get a rope around it, and these two guys are pulling. And one of the guys says, can we have a shanty to pull with? And they come up with this this shanty, which is the song that you're going to hear. So this is, it's called On Tickle Cove Pond by the Nightingale. And it's a story. It's a nice, warm community story. I think it's just lovely. So here we go with Tickle Cove Pond by Nightingale. See if you can find out what's happening.
And courage and grit, and beaten plain food, can we keep ourselves fit? The hard and the easy we'll take as it comes, and when palm trees o'er, we'll shorten our runs. To hurry my all in spring coming on, near lost me my mare upon Tickle Cove Pond. Lay ho, William Mofer, lay ho, William White, lay ho, William. Cordage and pull on your might. Lay hold of the bowline and pull all you can, and give me a lift for poor Kit on the pond. I knew that the ice became weaker each day, but still took the risk and kept hauling away. One evening in April, bound home with the load, the mare showed some halting against the ice road, and knew more than I did as matters turned out. And lucky for me that I joined her in doubt. She turned round her head, and with tears in her eyes, as if she were saying, you're risking our lives. All this I ignored with a whip-handle blow, for man is too stupid, dumb creatures to know. The very next minute the pond gave a sigh, and down to our necks went poor Kitty and I. For if I had taken wise Kitty's advice, I never would take a short cut on the ice. Poor creature, she's dead, and poor creature, she's gone. I'll ne'er get my wood off of Tickle Cove Pond. I raised an alarm you could hear for a mile, and neighbors turned up in a very short while. You can always rely on the old birds and whites to render assistance in all your bad flights. To help a poor neighbor is part of their lives, the same I can say for their children and wives. When the bowline was fastened around the mare's breast, William White for a shanty song made a request. There was no time for thinking, no time for delay. Straight from his head came the song right away. Lay ho, William Mofer, lay ho, William White, lay hold of the cordage and pull all your might. Lay hold of the bowline and pull all you can, and give me a lift for poor Kit on the pond. Lay hold, William Over, lay hold, William White, lay hold of the cordage and pull all your might. Lay hold of the bowline and pull all you can. And with that we brought Kit out of Tickle Cove Pond.
Well, that was Tickle Cove Pond, and the story's from Newfoundland. That's where that song originated. Now we're going to switch again, although we're still kind of in the folk genre. This is a song called River Driver by Great Big Sea. It's a group, I think, from Newfoundland, Canada for sure, and they have a strong group. They sing in deep voices, and they often have a really loud bass drum. So listen up for the bass drum, because it's certainly going to kick in here somewhere. And this is... Oh, let me interrupt a second and remind you what you're listening to. You're listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music is coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. This is FM 90.7 WEHC at Emory and Henry College. So listen to Wombats and Music. We're on Monday nights, 7 to 8, and Saturdays at 1 under the current schedule. So you can pick us up again if you don't get the whole show Monday night. Come back on Saturday. We're also on the web streaming. Go to ehc.edu and click your way through to the WEHC FM streaming. Now, Great Big Sea with River Driver.
Well, I was just the age of 16 when I first went on the drive. And after 6 months hard labor, at home I did arrive. I courted with a pretty girl, 'twas her caused me to roam. Now I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll mean to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll build a lonesome castle upon some mountain high, where she can sit and view me as I go passing by. Where she can sit and view me as I go marching on. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll mean to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. When I am old and feeble and in my sickness lie, just wrap me up in a blanket and lay me down to die. And get a little bluebird to sing for me alone. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll mean to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll mean to roam.
For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home.
That was River Driver by Great Big Sea. Now we're going into country music. This is a Nashville trio called Lady Antebellum. Lady Antebellum. And they're two men and a woman. This is their second number one hit. It's called Need You Now. It's from last year, 2009. So it's a fairly recent number. Often I play things from 15, 20 years ago. This one's from last year. And I heard it on the radio and liked it a lot. So I'm going to play it for you now. It's Lady Antebellum singing I Need You Now. That was Need You Now by Lady Antebellum. That was their second number one hit. Now we're going to play a song by Reba McEntire. This is her 24th, or maybe 34th. I saw two different things listed. 34th number one hit. It's from last year also, from 2009. This is called Consider Me Gone. Now, my first radio show ever on WEHC was Broken Hearts, and I played a lot of Broken Hearts songs. Well, maybe I'm moving up a little bit from Broken Hearts. The Brewer lad, his girl he'd been courting for 7 years, takes off, and he says, not going to bother me. And this is a little bit similar. This is Reba McEntire tells the story of a woman who's been, she doesn't think the guy cares for her that much anymore, and she says, if I'm not it for you, if I'm not the number one one in your heart, if I'm not an arrow into your heart, then consider me gone. So this is Consider Me Gone by Reba McEntire.
Every time I turn conversation to something deeper than the weather, I can feel you all but shut down. And when I need an explanation for the silence, you just tell me you don't want to talk about it now. What you're not saying is coming in loud and clear. We're at a crossroads here. If I'm not the one, you can't stand to lose. If I'm not that arrow to the heart of you. If you don't get drunk on my kiss. If you think you can do better than this, then I guess we're done. Let's not drag this on. Consider me. Like a window or an ocean, there is nothing I've ever tried to hide. So when you leave me not knowing where you're going, I start thinking that we're looking at goodbye. How about a strong shot of honesty? Don't you owe that to me? If I'm not the one thing you can't stand,
Consider Me Gone by Reba McEntire. She's the second best-selling female country artist of all time. I assume Dolly Parton's number one. And that was her biggest hit, Consider Me Gone from 2009. One more country song. This is You're Gonna Miss This by Trace Adkins. Another number one country hit. The story comes from the man who wrote the song was one day in his house when the plumber came. And he had little kids, you know, 1, 3 years old, and they were in the way and everything, and he apologized to the plumber. And the plumber said, that's all right, I got kids, you know, someday we're going to miss this. and the guy decided to make a song out of it, and this is the song that came out of it. So if you listen closely, there are three people who speak to the young woman. The first is her mother, the second's her father, and the third is the plumber. So the plumber gets to stay in the song. So this is called "You're Gonna Miss This," and I think it tells, it's a view of life that we all need to hear, or I need to hear anyway. I think it's important to, for me to know that this is the way things are a lot of the time.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, "I can't wait to turn 18. She said, "I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school." And she kissed her head and said, "I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this." Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one-bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, "It'll do for now." Starts talking about babies and buying a house. And daddy shakes his head and says, "Baby, just slow down. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. He says, "They don't bother me. I've got two babies of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look.
So, you're going to miss this. I think we're all going to miss a lot of good times. But there'll be new times coming up, and then you can miss those. Next up is Alison Krauss singing "Down to the River to Pray." Most of us heard this for the first time by Alison Krauss in "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?" Which was a great movie in the Odyssey. It paralleled the Odyssey. In the Odyssey, Homer meets sirens. And in "O Brother, Where Art Thou?" the group of guys meet these women, beautiful women in white dresses down by the river, and they're singing this song, "Down to the River to Pray." And it's done in the movie in a really mystical way. It's just absolutely fantastic. And they go to sleep. They're put to sleep by this. And the result is one of them wakes up thinking he's dead. Anyway, it's a great, great scene in the movie. And this was the song they used by Alison Krauss singing Watching the River. No, I'm sorry, singing Down to the River to Pray. And she's a violin virtuoso and a great singer and one of my favorites. Here she is singing Down to the River to Pray.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to as I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down, don't you want to go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way.
That was Alison Krauss singing Down to the River to Pray. You're listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. Monday nights, 7 to 8 on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station, coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. I hope you're enjoying the show. I love listening to these songs. This is my excuse to have a good time once a week, listening to all my favorite songs. And Down to the River Pray is certainly a high one. Oh, I wanted to thank Allison for something. I love instruments. I play banjo and fiddle, neither very well. I'm learning to play banjo a little better these days. But I love a cappella music. I love music with no instruments. And that is a good example of how good it can be without any instruments at all. No instruments, just voices. And sometimes it's just fantastic. And that was a good example. The next song is another river song. This one is called Watching the River Run by Loggins and Messina. Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina made a lot of tunes in the early 70s. They sang a lot. They got together by accident, I guess you'd say. Kenny Loggins was new on the scene, and Jim Messina was an experienced singer and a producer and was kind of helping him start his career and just sort of sang backup with him, and they did a few songs together, and it caught on. They were great together, and they performed together for many years and sang a lot together, had a number of great records. This is one of my favorites by Loggins and Messina. It's called Watching the River Run.
Mm-hmm. for all that you've got, and don't feel alone anymore. 'Cause when we're together, then you got a lot. 'Cause I am the river, and you are the shore. And it goes on and on, watching the river run further and further from the things that we've done, leaving them one by one. And we have just begun, watching the river. Swirling and dancing along, passed by the old willow tree, where lovers caress as we sing of our song, rejoicing together when we greet the sea. And it goes on and on, watching the river.
Run River Run by Loggins and Messina. Next song is called P.F. Sloan, and it's by Jimmy Webb. And it's got kind of a story to it. Apparently, Jimmy Webb and P.F. Sloan were very good friends, and P.F. Sloan was a songwriter. And so Jimmy Webb wrote this song sort of as a tribute to his friend. But then they had a falling out, and the song became popular. Not that popular, but still, it got around a little bit. P.F. Sloan had written a number of famous songs, Up, Up and Away, Wichita Lineman, Phoenix, and various things. But anyway, or maybe Jimmy, the two of them were songwriters. So when people asked Jimmy Webb who the song was about, he said, "Oh, I just made the name up," which was not true. And then somebody else came along and said that he was the real P.F. Sloan. So it's kind of a funny little song, but I like it a lot. I got it off one of these sampler albums I've talked about. I used to get sampler albums. Warner Brother put out sampler albums in the 70s, and I got them, and I found this on one of them and kind of adopted it as a favorite song and played it a lot back then. So I hope you enjoy it. It's called P.F. Sloan by Jimmy Webb.
I have been seeking P.F. Sloan, but no one knows where he has gone. No one ever heard the song that boy set winging. Now you might sigh and you might moan and sweat about the skin and bone.
Can't you just smile and read the Rolling Stone while he continued singing? Oh, yes, now listen to him singing.
No, 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 no. Crucified, he's staring glassy-eyed out through the parlor door. The London Bridge was finally found. They moved it to another town, and now all the people gather round to watch the bridge fall down.
Get a kick out of that. No, no, don't sing this song. It belongs to P.F. Sloan. He says that while he's singing the song. It's kind of one of those conundrums. This statement is true, and then the next statement is the previous statement is false. Figure that one out. Well, I've got one more song coming up. This is Seminole Wind by John Anderson. A couple of years ago, John Anderson was singing at the Castlewood Fair, not far from here, and I went and heard him. And I've always liked this song a lot by him. He sang it that night. He's from Apopka, Florida, and he was a rock musician. He grew up loving rock until he heard Merle Haggard, and that turned him around. And since then, he's had a number of number one country hits, this being one of them, I think. Anyway, this is one of his big hits. It's called Seminole Wind. It's a story of the swamps in Florida. I'm from Florida, so I kind of identify with this a little bit. And this is a great song. And it's got some good fiddle stuff in it, too, a violin part that I like a lot. So here we go with Seminole Wind by John Anderson.
Thank you. the days of old, men would search for wealth untold. They dig for silver and for gold and leave the empty hole. And way down south in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass waves, the eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminole. So blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, but I know who you are. And blow, blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy, blow across the home of the Seminoles, the alligators.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't leave enough time to play the whole song. I'll start next week's show with this song, and I'll play the whole thing. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. Hope you'll join me next week at 7 o'clock on Monday night. And we will once again celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Good night.